Okay, today I actually want to address a question from the end of last class in our discussion of bridges. The question was, why are bridges so dangerous in bad weather? As drivers, we've all been warned to slow down on bridges and overpasses in cold or rainy weather, but why? Well, there are two main reasons bridges are dangerous and freeze faster than roads. The first one is pretty clear: the wind hits the bridge from above. They pass below and they also strike the sides. So it goes without saying that if it's cold outside, the bridge loses heat from all sides, and much more quickly than other parts of the road. In other areas of the road, heat only escapes from the surface, and usually there's enough heat underneath to keep the temperatures from dropping too much. But bridges don't have a way to trap that heat, so temperatures continue to drop and eventually freeze if it's cold enough. The other part has to do more with the materials used to construct the bridge. Bridges are made mostly of steel and concrete, which are both heat conductors. This just means that whatever heat the bridge has will move around and go to the surface. And then the same thing I just talked about will happen. Heat is lost to the air flowing around the bridge. Roads, on the other hand, are made of asphalt, which is a bad conductor, so this does not happen. Basically, bridges are dangerous in bad weather because they tend to reflect outside temperatures and fast. I mean, if the weather dips below freezing, a bridge's surface temperature will freeze shortly after. And whatever rain or snow is falling will freeze with it, sticking to the surface. So a lot of times you can't even see the ice or rain on the bridge, and most people aren't expecting the sudden change that happens when crossing from the road onto a bridge. Obviously, it can be extremely hazardous if you're speeding or aren't careful.